Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Battle is in the Mind, Already in Progress.
Last Sunday we had a visitor in church from halfway around the world, a man from Norway. That's a long ways, isn't it? Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yeah, let me tell you right quick, since we're talking about Norway. When the last time we were in Norway, I got to see the Lord do some wonderful things. I mean, I always get to see the Lord do some wonderful things. I mean, he's done many wonderful things, but I'm telling you that the last time we were over there, they asked me to speak in their school. And I usually do that 1 or 2 days. If I go over there and stay 6, 7, 8, 10 days, I usually teach 1 or 2 or 3 days in their school. So I was there just kind of walking in and shaking hands with people, you know, like Texans normally do. I don't know if everybody does that in the world, but Texans, we usually go around, shake hands with everybody, say, hi, how you doing, and all this kind of good stuff. I was walking around that room, shaking hands with everybody. Would you please stand up? I come up to a lady about this lady's size, and I've done that same thing. And when she stuck her hand out, I looked, and her right hand was all shriveled up. So it was like that. And I looked at her hand, I just put my hand under hers, and like that, I said, ma'am, may the Lord bless you. And when I did that, guess what the master did? He filled out her hand in my hand and made her hand perfectly normal right in my hand. Wow. You know that some people try to tell you that Jesus is dead? I got news for you, folks. He ain't dead. He is risen. He is alive and well. And only me and him and God knows what it was like to have laid my hands on that little shriveled hand and just felt such compassion for her and say, may the Lord bless you. That's all I said. And get to see a little hand fill out and become perfectly normal right in my sight. What can God do? Wow, he can do anything you and me can believe him for. She began to jump and scream and praise God. And so anyway, after a few minutes of praising God, well, I went ahead and shook hands with the rest of them. And never knowing what God's going to do. But you know when he does a few things like that, it makes you aware every time you shake hands with somebody and you say something, you don't know what he might do with what you're going to say and do. Is that right? Of course, that afternoon after everything was over and we went back to the studio that night to teach on television, the owner of the television network, Jan, he said, did anything happen at school today? I said, yeah. He said, what? I said, there's an elderly lady in the class. Oh, yeah. He said, I know her. The woman with the shriveled hand. I said, yes, Jan, that's her. But I said, she doesn't have a shriveled hand anymore. He said, what? And I says, no. He said, where is she? I said, well, I don't know. I understand she's coming out here tonight. He looks up and there she come in the back door. He run up there and grabbed her. Of course, starts talking in Norwegian. You know, I don't understand, but they're just rattling it off. He brings her over there, puts a camera live, and they start telling everybody on the network about this wonderful thing that God has done for her hand. She's doing like this. You know how it used to be all shriveled, and now it works perfect. Wow. But you know, like I say, there's some people who try to tell you that God is dead or he never existed. And you know, there's a lot of people today, especially people in government, you know, that don't believe. And so, you know, we're going to have to do something or we're going to lose this country. You know, so the Christians are going to have to do something. So if I don't know, I may be like, what is it, Franklin Graham? He is going to go to every state in the United States and he's going to put on a prayer meeting and he's going to pray for all of them. Now, I'll tell you what, here a while back, I stepped out. I went to Washington, D.C. I spent a week in Washington, D.C. Every day, I walked to the Congress or to the Senate building, and I walked into an office. They say, who are you? I said, I'm Pastor Thurman Scrivener from the Living Savior Ministries, and I come to pray for this office. And they said, okay. And so I prayed. Now, first, my first prayer was, Lord, Forgive me for not praying for these men often enough. Forgive me, because you told me to pray for them so we could live in peace. And Lord, we're not living in peace, so obviously me and a bunch of other Christians are not doing what you told us to do. So Father, I ask you to forgive me. Now, as I pray for the spiritual guidance and direction of this man, this senator, this congressman, whatever he was, I ask you to bless him and all the staff that works for him. Give them knowledge and wisdom and understanding that they may be about your business. And did you know not one single office turned me down? Not one single one. Every office I went to allowed me to walk into that office and pray for those men. And so, in fact, the man that was there for Senator Cronin, here, our senator, he said, it's a good thing he's not here today. He's in Texas today. He said, with a guy like you that prays like you, he would be out here praying with you. He said, he's a prayer warrior himself. Well, I didn't know that, but that's what they told me. We're going to have to do something like that to get things changed in America. To do that, you need to be well. You need to be healed. You don't need to be sick. You know, when you're sick, it don't work very good. So I'm going to start off today to tell you exactly how I learned how to walk in divine health. Now, that was the greatest secret, as far as I'm concerned, that I've ever learned from God's Word. And there it was, right there in wide open sight. Just like, how many people did Jesus die on the cross for? How many? So then why is only a few of us that believe in Jesus? If he died for the sins of the whole world, why isn't everybody knocking the door down to get to Jesus? Why? Because they look at us and they see us and they see us sick and afflicted. They see us living in sin. We see us doing all the bad things we're doing. And people say, no, I can do what they do and be better than them, and I don't have to be a Christian. And that's shame. There's so many Christians that's not walking in obedience to God's Word. So many. You know, would you ever believe that I could be ministering to a PhD from a seminary in one of the big universities, and he come here and wanted me to pray over him because he's got sick children, and he wanted me to pray over them. And when I checked out his life to find out where he's living, I found out this man, almost every state and every city he went to pray over people or to preach or teach as a PhD from the seminary, this man almost had a one-night stand in every town he went to with some woman. Can you believe that? I couldn't believe that. I found that so hard to believe. I told him, I said, sir, what made you decide to come here and change? He said, I started listening to your teaching. And he said, I found out that what I was doing was not pleasing to God. Here is a professor of theology teaching the principles of the kingdom of God, and he's living in sin with a different woman in every city he goes to. I just can't hardly believe we can do that. I don't understand how we can do that. But you wonder why all the people sick, and he had some boys and they were all sick, every one of them. And I said, it's your sin that caused them to be like this. We've had so many people, children especially, that have been healed since I've learned this principle. But before I get into that principle of how you get your children healed and what makes your children sick, I want you to know that the simplest thing in the world, God put it in clear sight in your Bible in Romans 10, 8 and 9. Now, Romans 10, 8 and 9, what does it say? Romans 10, 8 and 9. Let's go to that. Let's look at that and let's read that. Romans 10, 8 and 9. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and you shall believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You shall be saved. Is that how you got saved? That's the way I got saved. How many ways are there to get saved? Only one. You accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Is that right? And you know, he really made it hard in some places. He said, to them that call on my name, you will be saved. So what do I have to do to really get saved? Jesus. If I'm in desperation and I don't know all these things, I can call out one word, Jesus, and he knows my heart. He'll save me, will he not? He wants to do that. And obviously all of you here today that are Christians, and that, I'm hoping that's all of you. He wanted to save you. He wants to save the whole world. He wants the whole world to know him as Lord and Savior. But in this verse, which that as a Baptist, that Romans 10, 8 and 9 and 10 became one of my favorite verses. I can remember the very first night when I decided to learn something about God's Word. I mean, you know, I was a normal Southern Baptist, coming to church every time the door was open. I had a Sunday school class, and I was a deacon and everything else, but I didn't know how to lead anybody to Christ. So a church over in Denton had a school that they were holding every night for a week to teach you how to lead others to Christ, and they invited all the Baptists. It was a Baptist church. So I saw it in the bulletin, and I thought, well, I'll just go over there. So I did. I went in over there and I sat down, and I'm there, and they're telling us how to witness to somebody about Jesus. And they'd have us take a partner, whoever we were sitting by, said, as long as it's not your own mate, we'd rather you be with another man or another woman or whatever, but don't, not your own mate. And we want you to share Jesus with that person. And remember, the person that's here, they're already saved, so it's not going to be no big deal. Just tell them about Jesus. That was the hardest thing in the world, to try to talk to you about Jesus, knowing you're already a Christian, but I don't know you. And so, anyway, finally we get through the week. And when we get through the week, by the end of the week, about 2 hours every night, by the end of the week, I'm getting pretty good. You know, I don't have a major problem now. I sat down and talk to almost anybody kind of casually about Jesus. Had a few scriptures written down that I needed to use. And so then we got to graduate, and they give us a little button. And a little button to put on our shirt, and it had all kinds of little lines on it, no way out. Just put that on, and it said, what's this for? Put this on your shirt next week, and when you go to work, somebody will ask you, what's that pen for? You're to tell them, that's to remind me to tell you about the best thing that ever happened to me. What is that when I got saved? That's what I'm supposed to do. Then I'm supposed to ask, has that ever happened to you? And if they say no, then it's my job to tell them about Jesus. I thought, oh goodness, I thought it was difficult talking to the man that was sitting beside me that already knew Jesus. What's it going to be like now to talk to somebody that don't know?
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Battle is in the Mind, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teaching online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.